Weyburn. The Richardson Pioneer Weyburn Red Wings earned 3 of possible 4 points on the weekend, defeating the Kindersley Clippers 7-1 on Saturday night, and going into overtime on Friday night before taking a 4-3 loss to the Melfort Mustangs. At Saturday night's game, the team also introduced the players' billet families, and they held a Calcutta-style shootout competition after the game, with Police Chief Jamie Blunden heading half of the players, and Fire Chief Trent Lee the other half. The Red Wings' Simon Pollock started off the scoring in the first period, assisted by Jakob Kalin and Matteo Turin. Weyburn added 2 more in the second frame, first by Jackson Hassman, assisted by Ty Mason and Jordan Edwards, then by Nicholas Kovac, assisted by Kalin and Carter Briltz. The Clippers scored their lone goal on the power play late in the period. Mason scored twice in the third, assisted by Hassman and Blake Norris on a shorthanded effort for the first goal, and by Kovac and Kalin on the second goal. Blake Betson scored, assisted by Brayla Granger and Briltz, and Pollock wrapped up the scoring late in the game, assisted by Norris. Matt Schoporster was in goal for the Wings, saving 24 of the 25 shots on net. On Friday night, Melfort and Weyburn each scored once in the first period, with Kalin getting the Red Wings on the board, from Norris and Nolan Henderson. Mason gave the Red Wings the lead in the second period, with assists by Riley Morgan and Edwards. The Mustangs scored twice in the third to take the lead, and then with 1:01 in the game, Hassman tied it to send the game into overtime, assisted by Kovac and Mason. Melfort then got the winning goal 1:23 into OT. Dazza Mitchell was in net for the game, and made 26 saves on a total of 30 shots on the goal. Weyburn will host 2 home games this upcoming weekend, first with the La Ronge Ice Wolves on Friday, February 3, then the Yorkton Terriers will be in town on Saturday, February 4, both games starting at 7 p.m. at Crescent Point Place.